How am I feeling?
Yeah.
I'm feeling all right. Ready to play Miami this week. We got our first home game. We're ready to get this win at home. It's a division game, so you know, any division or home game, we definitely want to get that.
Leo, you were listed as limited on the injury report today with the wrist. Is that wrist still bothering you a lot from a few weeks ago?
Oh, yeah, I've still been having some ups and downs with it. You know, I've been in the training room as much as possible trying to recover it. And, you know, other than that, I'm going when I get called. And, you know, the decision's up to Coach Bowles ultimately. And, you know, it's just up to me to get it healed as fast as possible.
What's the nature of the injury?
Motor click on.
What's the nature of it?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. It's I know it's like a bone bruise. That's really all I really know about it right now. And, you know, like I said, I've been working with the trainers a lot. John Melody and his staff have been doing a good job of getting me right. So.
Has it impacted your play at all?
Like I said, I've been having some ups and downs with it. It's been bothering me at times, not overall. I've been staying in the training room as much as possible to keep it healthy. And, you know, Coach Bowles has been doing a good job of making sure that I'm not, you know, using it too much. And, you know, like I said, it's all his decision in the end of the day.
How painful is it to play through?
I mean, in a game, I have a lot of adrenaline, so I don't really feel it that much. But after a game, it's a little tender, and you know, that's why it's up to me to stay on top of it, make sure that I'm in the training room, getting the swelling down, getting everything, you know, corrected.
Leonard, in what way do you expect the run defense to be better this week?
You know, like I said, it's a home game, it's a division game. We need to win. You know, defense up front has been getting challenged the last two games, and you know, we're ready to step up to the plate. We're ready to take on the challenge and you know, stop the run, get after the quarterback, get some sacks.
Do you think there will be more opportunities to be effective in the pass rush for you guys up front, considering Carter's ball out so quick? Maybe won't be the case this week.
Yeah, that's something that we talked about as a defensive front. You know, our first game, we were against a scrambling quarterback, so we have to, you know, rush differently according to that. And then also with Derek Carr getting the ball out so quickly, it was more of, you know, us affecting the quarterback had to be getting our hands up or something like that, to where now it's a more of a traditional passing. And, you know, at the same time, we're going to have to stop the run in order to do that.
What kind of specific challenge, Leonard, does the company present?
I mean, he's a great quarterback when he's on a fire, and I think, you know, what makes him great is that running game. I think that's the reason why, you know, I'm putting a lot of emphasis on us stopping the run, is because, you know, we have to stop 23, and we have to make sure that we make them one-dimensional. And, you know, in order to do that, we're going to have to stop the run.
Does it bother you when, you know, because the defensive line prides itself on stopping the run, when you see the numbers from the first two games, you know, as a prideful competitor, what does that do to you to see those kind of numbers?
It's challenging, you know. You know, we obviously don't want to give up those type of numbers. And, you know, as a defense, we talk about it and we work on it. And then, you know, as a defense that I've been a part of since I've been here, we don't allow that. So, you know, it's something that we're going to correct. It's something that we've been working on, and we're going to get better.